Wasn't didn't he direct that?
Ryan Gosling killed his wife thing.
What, didn't he direct that movie? I can't remember what the hell it's called now.
La La Land?
Yeah. Yeah. Huh.
No, that's right. He didn't kill his wife. He saved Jazz. Kevin.
Hey, Brad. What's going on?
Nothing.
I'm just sitting here basking in the glory of another great mandatory movies doubleheader we had this month.
Yeah.
A couple great episodes. If you have a chance to listen to them, check them out.
I loved them.
Yeah. Could it be the finest work we've done?
I think so.
Yeah.
I'm not sure what you're talking about.
You know, the... Yes, the isolation episodes.
Oh, yeah.
I'm trying to do this in the past, in the future. What?
Huh?
Huh? So, yeah. No, here we go.
Well, hang on a second. This is Mandatory Movies.
Oh, shit.
I'm Bradley Rutter.
I'm Kevin Falkenberg.
And this is the preview episode for January. Happy New Year, everyone.
Yes.
In 10 days. 11 days.
Correct. Merry Christmas. Wait. Shit. Nope, not even.
You don't celebrate it.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, okay. Yeah. This is the January episode, the preview. Well, the preview to the January episode.
Woo! Yeah, Christmas is coming, right?
Yeah.
I'm still trying to figure out the calendar.
So the preview episode for the January episode of the show, where we'll be discussing The Irishman.
Yes. The Martin Scorsese superhero flick that was released by Netflix.
Is it a superhero movie?
Yeah, The Irishman. Yeah.
Oh, shit. What's he do?
It's, I don't know, something about potatoes. I can't remember.
Well, we're going to watch it, so.
Yeah. Should be good. I think it's about 7.5 hours.
Yeah. Maybe that joke will make sense when I watch it.
I don't know.
Probably not, though.
Probably not. Yeah. No, it's. I'm looking forward to it. It's one of those kind of year-end 2019 movies that I was looking forward to, just because I generally like Scorsese films. So.
Yeah. Wasn't it supposed to come out last year?
I think so.
Yeah.
But it went way over budget because they were trying to get the de-aging effects up to Martin's approval.
Yeah.
So we'll see how that turned out.
Wonder what I'm going to think of that.
I don't know. Do you think a young Will Smith is in it?
We can only hope.
Yeah, we can.
I mean, that's a collaboration we've been waiting for.
Yeah.
For 20 years.
Martin Scorsese and a de-aged Will Smith.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. And so our theme is going to be recurring collaborations.
Again, you looked at me like we were supposed to say it at the same time.
I never look at you like that.
Okay. Let's go to the tape. I don't have an instant replay.
Oh, I was confused. Yeah, so anyway, recurring collaborations, movies by a director who has worked with the same actor multiple times.
I believe we said three or more times for our list.
Three or more times, but it doesn't have to be the third or later.
Ah, yes.
Collaboration. It could be like the first.
Good. Good inclusion there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thanks. Well, in the interest of ending this sooner rather than later, why don't you give me your first choice?
My life.
Please.
Yeah. Hey-o. Okay. So my first choice was, let's see, which one should I say first? I'll go with a film called Take Shelter.
You're kidding, right?
Is that on your list?
Yeah.
Yes.
That's the one that I was going to do.
See, and when I went first, now I screwed you over, so now I don't have to pick an extra one. So.
Oh, that's all right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mike Nichols and, Michael Nichols and Mike Shannon, yeah.
Correct.
Yeah.
Have you seen it before?
I have, yeah.
So
I saw it when, 2011, was that?
2012.
2012?
I think.
Yeah, the year the world ended. Ooh. Of course, how could I forget? Yeah, no, I'm looking forward to watching it again. I haven't seen it since it came out, so.
Was that like 2017 when it came out?
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. No, it was this year.
No, I haven't. I actually haven't seen it since the theater either, but I remember loving it.
Yeah.
And that's why that was going to be my like stone cold great choice.
Is that the one that you said you already ordered?
No.
Oh. All right. Fuck myself, though.
I'll tell you what that is.
Is that your first choice?
It is.
Here we go.
It's a little Quentin Tarantino.
Oh.
Starring, it's got a little Harvey Keitel in it.
Has he worked with Harvey Keitel before?
Yeah, a couple times.
Yeah, interesting.
A couple two tree.
At least three times.
It's a little film called Little Nicky. The first collaboration.
I see what you're doing there.
First time director Stephen Brill worked with Adam Sandler. Later to work on Mr. Deeds and Sandy Wexler. And another Netflix movie.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, I'm looking forward to Uncut Gems.
So am I.
Yeah. Me too.
Me too.
I like you.
Yeah, I saw Little Nicky when it came out.
Yeah.
And then I bought the DVD, New Line Platinum Series.
Oh.
Pretty cool.
Wait, so you repurchased it?
Yeah, I got rid of it in the last 20 years. You know, because I watched it when I bought it and realized that I shouldn't have bought it.
That guy's got tits on his head.
Realized that the best thing about it was that one of the Easter eggs was the Lord of the Rings teaser trailer.
Wow.
Yeah.
That was the best thing about it.
That's cool.
Cool.
So I'm looking forward to seeing that.
I remember little to nothing about that movie, except for Popeye's chicken is fucking awesome. I remember that being a line of dialogue.
I remember they play a record backwards.
Oh, yeah. That sounds right.
And Adam Sandler talks like this.
Does he?
Isn't there a talking dog, too?
That's actually a pretty good impression of it. It's your first good impression on this entire series. I can't wait for the next episode when you get to do Serious Sandler.
See, what I was thinking when I was preparing for this role was...
Why is he doing commentary in Little Nicky voice? Yeah.
Just you wait.
So that's good.
Great. I mean, I'll watch the movie and I'll really get the voice down.
Ready for my number two?
Yeah. I just gave you mine.
Yeah. I'm going with a little film from director Tim Burton.
Uh-oh.
Starring Jonathan Depp.
Of course.
Called Dark Shadows.
Oh, gross.
What were you hoping for? Ed Wood or something?
Anything else?
No, it's coming. That's prime bonus show cut right there.
Yeah. Straight to the bonus show.
That's a 20-ounce bonus show cut.
Oh, boy.
Was that on your list? Did I still do?
Believe it or not, it was not. I saw that movie.
Oh, yeah? I don't think I watched it. So
that was the right call.
I'm looking forward to this.
Boy. Oh, man.
I mean, I'm going back to the tried and true pick some good movies and pick a real shitter. So I picked one of the good ones, Dark Shadows.
I wish I could take shelter from it.
I see what you did there. My number one.
All right, well, I guess we don't have anything else to say about that.
Nah, nothing. Do you have anything?
No.
No.
I didn't when it came out either.
It's Dark Shadows. It's going to be good. I'm going to make you sit through it and then talk for at least 20 minutes about it. It's going to be great.
Maybe that'll just be one of the ones where I get really drunk and I'm just like, eh.
I'm counting on it.
I'll listen and say cool a few times.
I'm just going to talk and then stop and then I'll just look at you and you've got nothing and I'll just keep talking. And then you go, yeah? I think that was, what was that? Surf Ninjas, Double Dragon. Go down the list.
And that Jean-Claude Van Damme movie. From, Double
Impact.
Impact, yeah.
Double Indemnity, of course, the Jean-Claude Van Damme classic.
Whew. Yeah. All right. Well, my second pick is going to be the first David O. Russell, Jennifer Lawrence team up.
Oh.
Silver Linings Playbook.
All right.
Which, what was it, 2013, I think?
Yeah.
I believe it was my favorite movie of the year.
Yeah, I like that movie.
Yeah.
I remember liking that movie.
Yeah, yeah.
See how this goes.
This is kind of the wild card pick, because I could totally see this being one of those things where we're like, we thought this was good.
Did you only pick this because you said that Three Kings was his best movie, and now you want to find out?
No, I mean, even at the time, I think I would have said Three Kings is his best movie, but... This, I think this is maybe, I don't know, in the last 10 years, this might be the only one that I really like. Because, like, Joy, I found obnoxious.
I don't even think I watched Joy. I didn't really want to.
I thought American Hustle was really obnoxious. And I thought The Fighter was okay.
Yeah. I like The Fighter. I remember liking The Fighter.
Kind of like Cube. It's like your Cube.
Yeah. I like The Fighter.
I like The Fighter. No, I liked it, but I didn't think it was like the end all be all fucking greatest sports movie ever.
Yeah,
that's what Larry King said.
Nose and views. Does anyone remember baseball cards?
No, I don't know. I don't know.
That's it. That's all you got.
I'll probably cut it at baseball cards.
Yeah, Silver Linings Playbook. Here we go.
Why are reservations good when you make them at a restaurant, but bad when you force Indians to live on them?
The only thing I remember about Silver Linings Playbook at the time was like, well, not the only thing, but when everyone was like, Bradley Cooper and Jennifer Lawrence, and he's 20 years older than she is, and she's playing his love interest.
And then they were in like three other movies
together. Yeah, yep. She acts older, I guess that's what they were trying to say.
Maybe he acts younger.
No, not really.
Oh, okay.
Did you see the song one? The Star is Born thing?
Yes, I did.
Oh, shit. Here we go.
Oh.
Sirius Cooper.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I actually, to prepare for the role, I lowered my voice a full octave. And I guess people thought that was very interesting.
At the time, I didn't think we were going to get Sam Elliott for the role of my brother. So I just decided to start being Sam Elliott. And then we casted him, and I was like, well, shit, I already made this voice up.
Yeah. Oh, man.
Yeah, I was not a fan of that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, it was pretty dumb.
That was a real big stinkeroo.
Yeah, good music, though. Hello, is this on?
I can edit that out. It sounded sincere.
As I looked at my phone. Yeah, good. Yeah, no, great.
I thought it was one of those things where I thought the music in it was fine in context. But, like, I don't need to hear that fucking song on the radio.
Ever again.
16 times a day.
Yeah. Yes, I agree. All right. So, we're up to number three. Mm-hmm. Here we go. It's my turn, right? Mm-hmm. So, I'm going to go with, speaking of directors who've worked with Adam Sandler, my third pick is going back to, I believe, 1999. So, I'm taking a page out of your book. Going to 99. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A little PTA, a little PSH. Philip Seymour Hoffman.
Yeah.
That's the combination I went with. Paul Thomas Anderson, Philip Seymour Hoffman. Paul Thomas Anderson and Philip Seymour Hoffman.
All right.
This is not the P.T. Anderson. That isn't done, right? So, yeah, whatever. This was their, what, third collaboration? Second collaboration? Third?
Third.
Third.
No, second. Third?
Third.
Was he in Hard 8?
He was in Hard 8, I think. I think he was in Hard 8, Boogie Nights, and...
You know what? Yeah. We can call it The Third with John C. Reilly.
Okay. Well, either way. No,
I mean, The Third with Phil Baker Hall, actually.
Out of all of the Paul Thomas Anderson movies, I mean, I was going to go with Boogie Nights. I saw that, seen that a bunch of times, so I decided not to go with it. And Magnolia, I only saw one time in 1999, and I haven't seen it since.
Wow. So, yeah. I'm a big Magnolia fan.
Made up for it by watching There Will Be Blood like 50 times, so.
We saw that together.
Yeah, we did. Mm. Yeah.
Memories. I remember,
wasn't that a night we were going to do like a double feature or triple feature or some shit, but then we saw There Will Be Blood and we're like, let's go home.
No, we saw it late at night, but we did like maybe a week or two before we quadruple featured Atonement,
yeah,
Juno, Margo at the Wedding.
Jesus, yeah. Yep.
And
No Country for Old Men?
Yes.
Yeah. Sounds about right.
Yeah.
Almost all Best Picture nominees, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Except for Margot at the Wedding.
Yeah. It's 4 out of 5 that year.
Yeah. We really nailed it that night.
We were crushing it.
Yeah. Killed it. Yeah, that sounds about right. I can't remember what we were going to see with There Will Be Blood. I feel like there was something. I can't remember, though. Whatever. But I remember us basically saying, nope. Can't see anything after that.
Yeah, I don't think it'd be fair to see anything after that.
No.
Although we did watch movies after No Country for Old Men, so.
Yeah, actually, I remember that now because I remember you and your brother, of course, were sitting in the front row. And I remember when the credits rolled on There Will Be Blood, Ben did his thing where he wipes his face with his hands and just busts out laughing.
Yep.
And I was just like, yep, there it is. I know he liked it because he just did that. He did his move. Yeah, so that was fun. It was a good night. And we haven't seen a movie together since. Probably, actually.
Did we see Burn After Reading together?
I don't know. Oh, actually, no, we did see... Didn't we see some movies when Ben was working at the...
Oh, yeah, at theater? The theater, probably.
I remember we saw The Wolfman that night.
Oh, you were there for that?
Yeah.
Ooh.
It was not good. I think we did Shutter Island, too.
Probably.
Yeah.
Because those both came out in February.
Yeah. Carolyn was not happy seeing a midnight movie. Oh, well.
And we probably watched it after midnight, too. Yeah, because you could just start them anytime.
Yep. Yep. No, it was good. Good times.
Yeah.
And now cool. Here we are talking about bullshit.
Yeah. It's good. I need some stuff to cut out of this episode. Which is just good. Random reminiscing.
I thought we were
referencing people that nobody knows.
I thought we were plowing through this this way too quickly. I'm like, it's not even 19 minutes yet.
Let me throw a wrench into this.
Yeah. So we stopped at my third, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
You didn't do your third?
So yeah, I'm a big Magnolia fan. I'll watch that any day of the week.
Let's do it.
I was also thinking P.T. Anderson.
Oh, yeah.
I think I was going to go Boogie Nights because I haven't seen it in a very long time. I think I'm the inverse of you. I watched Boogie Nights a bunch when I got the DVD in like 2002. My mom bought it for me for my birthday.
Loyal listeners of this program are well aware that you know where you got every DVD that you received. Oh, no. This one came with the player, the one I first bought it in 2005.
I do think 2005. You're way off. I already owned Boogie Nights for 3 years by then.
Did you get the double disc?
Of course.
Of course.
No, I did. I
you just have think to be an asshole to get a single disc.
Who knows such a thing? No, I do think it's funny that my mom bought that for me, though.
Yeah.
But anyway.
She's like, you know who's in this? She's like, Mark Wahlberg. No, I'm talking about the dick. It's a big dick in this one. Peter Coyote.
Yeah, Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah. Is Peter Coyote in that?
You know, it's funny. People know what that means now because we had to release the June 2003 show.
Did you release that? I don't even.
Yeah. I already did that.
When did that happen? June 2003.
Yeah, it's funny. I mean, we're talking about movies that came out roughly a year and a month after I got Boogie Nights on DVD.
All right, that's fair. That's fair. That's good. All right, whatever. You didn't. What's your third movie, asshole? Which fucking Wes Anderson movie did you pick?
I did not pick it. Wes Anderson did not make the list.
Oh, wow. Surprised. Considering your email address is, what again? Wes Anderson rocks at Gmail?
Max Fisher.
Okay.
AOL IM screen name was Bert Fisher, because Max was taken.
Of course it was.
Yeah, jokes on him though. I got the Gmail, I got the IMDb.
My AM screen name was Oh, Are They? It's a little Rushmore humor. Mm, yeah.
All right, so other movies on here that I'm not picking
are
The Heat.
The Also Rans.
I kind of wanted to do a Paul Feig, Melissa McCarthy movie.
Sure.
But I've seen all of these, like, I've seen all four of them, like, 50 times.
I remember liking The Heat and Spy.
Yeah, I thought Spy was brilliant. I think Spy is the best of them, but yeah. Bridesmaids is also great. I'm also a big Ghostbusters fan. I don't know. I remember making a grand statement that if comedy films were more respected, then Melissa McCarthy and Paul Feig would be compared to De Niro and Scorsese.
Yeah.
But they get shit on, so.
Yeah, you know.
They're a lower art form.
Well, when she's not being directed by Paul Feig, she's kind of shitty.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's not what I was referring to.
Oh, okay.
She's good in Gilmore Girls, by the way.
Which season?
Just the third,
obviously. Yeah, that's weird.
Oddly enough,
yep.
I also have The Informant on here. I'm not going to pick that
one.
I Take Shelter.
Yeah, took that one.
I was thinking a Spike Lee movie.
Oh.
I don't know.
With Denzel or with...
Maybe Sam Jackson?
Oh, Sam Jackson, yeah. But you didn't go with that.
No.
You went with...
I'll let you pick.
I didn't want to... Did you pick any, like, older ones? Because I didn't want to be like, the John Ford, John Wayne classic. Here we go.
Oh, yeah. Searchers.
Yeah. I thought about it, but...
So...
All right, how are we doing this? How are we doing on time?
Do you want to do a Sam Raimi movie? Or a David Cronenberg movie.
Sam Raimi and Bruce? Or someone else?
Someone else.
Interesting. I mean, I'll go Cronenberg every time, really. So
every time?
Every time.
All right, let's do A History of Violence then.
All right, that was going to be on my list. As soon as you said Cronenberg, I'm like, he's going Vigo. All right, let's do this.
Well, who else would it be?
I don't know.
I don't know if he's worked with anyone else.
How many Michael Ironside movies did he make? No, I don't know. I think it would just be Vigo.
Yeah, History of Violence.
History of Violence, Eastern Promises.
Eastern
Promises. And Lord of the Rings, Return of the King. That would have been a way different movie.
Might have been a better movie.
Oh, shit. There we go.
No, I like The Fellowship.
Yeah.
It's the other ones that suck.
Opening up that can of worms.
They are fucking terrible.
Okay. Yeah. No, this is good. I was actually just talking about A History of Violence with somebody recently, so I'm looking forward to watching that again.
So am I. It's been probably 10 years. Actually, yeah. I think I mentioned the Cronenberg Lynch class that I took. Last show, and I think that was probably the last time. So that was 2009. Wow.
When did it come out?
2005.
I believe it was my favorite movie from 2005.
It was one of my. It was the critic consensus best movie of the year.
Interesting. Yeah.
Beating out Brokeback Mountain.
Interesting. Yeah.
Yeah. No, I kind of want to do Eastern Promises.
And it beat Crash too. I mean, geez.
I don't even know how that's possible. I don't know what cut they watched. But
remember in Crash when Sandra Bullock fell down a flight of stairs and it cured her of her racism? She's like, I'm not racist anymore. Fell down a flight of stairs. Anyway.
Remember when Ryan Phillippe pulled Tandy Newton out of a burning SUV and it cured his racism?
That was Matt Dillon.
Oh, that's right.
Ryan Phillippe shot the guy at the end.
Yeah, he was still a racist.
Yeah, yeah. He became one. Was See, he what, one? They're, what they're trying to say with the film. No, whatever. Anywho.
No, I was going to do Spider-Man 2.
Viggo Mortensen in that one, too?
Tis not.
Okay.
He's not.
So you're going, I guess, Toby. Sam Raimi and Toby.
No, because my rule was that it couldn't be like they did three film, like...
Oh, like in a franchise. Together, yeah. All right.
But he
like worked... Paul Greengrass and Matt Damon or something.
Yeah,
okay.
Although they did Green Book, Green Zone together.
Green Zone, yeah.
We should do green movies.
We'll do Green Book, Green Zone, Green Room.
Green
Lantern.
Ooh, Green Room. Love Green Room.
Yeah.
No, he worked with, what's his name? J. Jonah Jameson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. I gotcha.
The fuck is his name?
Yeah.
You're taking too long. This is not my tempo.
I thought you were going to say, I thought you were quizzing me. Are you about to look it up?
Yeah.
All right.
What the fuck is his name?
I'm going to wait for you. You know, Farmers Insurance. What's his name? Come on, Brad. This is just awkward now.
Horrible. That's horrible.
Are you Googling Whiplash?
J.K. Simmons.
Yeah, there you go. J.K. Yeah. Rowling.
I think he had a supporting role in A Simple Plan and The Gift.
So, I really like A Simple Plan.
I liked it a lot too. But yeah. It's one I think I've only seen it like once or twice. I don't watch it that often, obviously.
Yeah. I haven't watched it in a long time. Yeah, that was Bill Paxton and Billy Bob Thornton. Is that who was in that?
Yeah. I'm going to plan on watching it again.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to make it too complicated. I'm just going to plan on sitting on the couch and turning it on, you know?
Yeah, just do it. It's
simple.
That's a pretty simple plan. Oh, boy.
Well, that's enough.
I don't know what to do except throw up.
I think that joke was a gift.
I wish we were Evil Dead. Too.
JK.
I wish you were Dead by Dawn. Well,
Oz the Great and Powerful.
Okay. Great. What was the last movie Sam Raimi did?
Oz the Great
and Powerful. Was it Oz the Great and Powerful? It was like fucking 8 years ago or some shit, wasn't it?
Yeah. You know,
what's that boy up to?
I think I'd rather they just drag me to hell than watch that fucking boy. Did we hit all of them?
No, the Ryan Gosling killed his wife thing. Didn't he direct that?
Ryan Gosling killed his wife thing.
Didn't he direct that movie? I can't remember what the hell it's called now. I feel like he directed that.
La La Land?
Yeah. Yeah.
No, that's right. He didn't kill his wife. He saved Jazz. That's right. I always mix those up.
He showed John Legend what true jazz was. Oh, boy.
So to recap, while Kevin looks this movie up, it doesn't exist.
No, it definitely exists. I know it does.
We're going to be talking about The Irishman. And recurring collaborations. Kevin has picked Magnolia.
Never mind, I was way wrong. I was probably thinking of Drag Me to Hell, but it wasn't even close.
Yeah. I mean, nobody kills their wife in Drag Me to Hell.
No, that was Andrew Jarecki. I was way off. I quit. Hey, at least I didn't forget who J.K. Simmons was, you dickhead.
Apparently you did, because I said, who's that guy? And you're like, I don't know.
So I need to look him up.
Kevin Davis?
Is that what I said? It's not like when you got the wife's name in City Slickers wrong. You're like Barbara Clinton. You're like Barbara Williamson, and I'm like, it's not even close. You didn't get one of the words right. You didn't get a letter right.
No, at first you ran with it though. Oh, is that who it is? No. All right. So to actually recap, what did you pick? Shelter.
What did you guys pick?
I was speaking as the audience there. What'd you guys pick?
Yeah, Take Shelter.
Take Shelter.
Yeah, Michael Nichols and Mike Chen.
I chose Little Nicky, Stephen Brill, Adam Sandler, obviously.
Obviously. Everybody knows that.
Classic.
Dark Shadows with Tim Burton and Jonathan Depp.
Pronunciation was correct on that. Shadows. and then I chose Silver Linings Playbook, David O. Russell, Jennifer Lawrence, although technically it's also David O. Russell, Bradley Cooper.
That's cool. I picked Magnolia, Paul Thomas Anderson, and either Philip Seymour Hoffman or John C. Reilly or
Phil Baker Hall.
Who knows? John C. McGinley. Let's throw some more John C.'s in there.
Do we have to?
Yeah, let's do it.
Oh, okay. John C. Cartwright.
All right. Jesus Christ, the big JC.
Mm.
Yeah.
And then my last was, as chosen by Kevin, History of Violence.
Yes.
Directed by David Cronenberg, starring Viggo Mortensen.
Based off a graphic novel. So I wonder how
much. Based on a graphic novel, actually. We make a good team.
So we're watching a comic book movie when we review The Irishman.
We could have.
Perfect.
Spider-Man 2.
That's true. Could have picked another one.
Shit. Could have picked Road to Perdition.
Either one of them, actually. Yeah, because your go-to was Spider-Man 2 for Raimi, right? So either one of them would have been based off a comic.
The same would have been true if I had chosen Spider-Man 3 instead.
Oh, shit. Just watched that recently.
Why?
I didn't pick it.
Oh, all right.
The one I picked out of very little hands.
Now, the plan you made to watch it, was it simple or was it complicated?
Very simple. It amounted to, Venom. Click.
Did she like it?
Yeah, she loved it.
Talking about your daughter, by the way.
Yeah. Loved it. Thought it was great.
All right. Well, that was already way too much.
Yeah.
But yeah, listen for more of that on January 1st. Happy New Year on Mandatory Movies.
Yeah.
I'm Bradley Redder, and sadly I'm with
Kevin Falkenberg. Let's go eat some pizza.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye. We're not good at this.